It is 12 o'clock and welcome to the Money Web at Midday Show. My name is Ryk van die Kerk. Well, the majority of world markets, including the local market, seems a bit cautious today, and that is ahead of the widely expected US interest rate hike announcement. The All Share Index is pretty much flat currently, although financials are trading 1% higher. Commodities are under pressure, down 1.2%. The rand is also strengthened slightly and is currently trading at around 14.29 against the US dollar. Now, we'll give a more detailed indicator report in a minute or two and discuss the markets with Wayne McCurry of FNB Wealth and Investments. But on the line now, I have Gerry Fourie. He is the CEO of Capitec. He is currently pressed for time, so we'll jump straight into the Capitec results that were announced earlier today. That is for the 6 months to the end of June. Gerry, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Ryk. Good afternoon, listeners.
Yeah. Well, on face value, the results look pretty decent, and it's not only my opinion. Mr. Market also likes the reported numbers. Capitec is trading around 3% higher. Headline earnings rose 20% to 2.5 billion rand. Interim dividend was also increased by 20%. That is, the interim dividend is 6 rand 30. The return on equity was 27%, and the group has a total of 10.5 million active clients. And the group saw transaction volumes grow by 25%. Gerry, these seems to be pretty good results. It must be a good relief after the whole Viceroy affair.
Yeah, we're quite happy with the results. I think what for us is very important is that we had very strong growth in client numbers. And then more importantly, as we've moved quite a lot of clients to self-help, that enables our clients to actually, whenever they're in the branch, that we can actually provide proper information of our product and our product range, and so increasing our selling ability. And then I think on the credit side, given the economy and everything that's happened, we're quite happy with the calls we've made in last year. So I think overall on the credit side, we've done well. Viceroy kept us busy over the February-March period, but we didn't change anything on our business. The business continued as normal. So we're quite happy with the results.
The credit side, that was where some of the fingers were pointing in the Viceroy report. Just expand a bit more. What were your write-downs and your provisions, and has that changed in the last few years?
Well, I think the biggest change we've made was in July, August last year. We then deliberately said to ourselves, we need to cut back in certain segments in economy. And I'll give an example. We saw a lot of stress for people that was working in small and tiny companies. That's people or companies with 5 or 10 people. And it's typically where the economy hurts. So we pulled back in those particular companies and reduced our credit appetite in those areas. We also looked at overtime and recurring income, for example, bonuses, and where the NCR allows you to take the average of the last 3 months, we went in much lower because we expected that the overtime will reduce, and we've definitely seen it in the last 12 months, is that the amount of overtime that's getting paid to our clients is definitely reduced. And then we've increased our living expenses. We're now about 40% higher than what the NCR prescribes. So it was all decisions we took last year, given what we saw was that it's going to be a struggling economy. And I think the results is, if you go and look at our up-to-date book, if you go and look at our arrears book, if you go and look at our reschedule book, there's improvements all over, 10% on average. So we're very happy with the calls we've made on the credit side.
Yeah. Capitec has changed significantly since you've started. I don't know how many years ago. It seems like it's a new bank. But has your growth drivers changed significantly in the last few years?
Well, I think the first comment is there was that perception that Capitec is only going to focus on a certain segment in the economy, and that was completely wrong. We set ourselves from day one that we want to be a bank that will service the banking needs of 90-95% of South Africans. And I think just the journey, we're now 18 years old, and the journey we've taken has helped us to evolve. And, you know, I think very good examples of that is the credit card, which helps us in the higher income market. And then also we're starting to reduce in the last 12 months, we've reduced our pricing on our unsecured offer. We're now going as low as 12.9%. A big portion, about 40% of our book is now below 21%. So we're on this continuous drive to do what is right for the client. And I think that's reflected in our results.
Yeah, the credit card was, a long time coming, but some of your, slightly higher end customers may want to look at, a home loan. And you have an offering with SA Home Loans, but are you, contemplating or do you have plans to launch your own home loan product?
No, we're quite comfortable with SA Home Loans. What we are looking at is how do we integrate It's a home loan offer into our product suite, because the one thing currently it's a standalone product. It's the only product that is not fully integrated. So that's an offer that we are looking to bring it integrated and have the ability to sell it better. The one that we're always getting is on the vehicle finance. The average interest rate on vehicle finance now is 15%. Like I was saying, 40% of our clients are at interest rates of below 20%. So we're starting to get closer to it. So we believe we can make inroads in the unsecured in the secured market. And we will be focusing on launching new products in the new year, specifically focusing on, say, how can we increase our market share in the credit market. We've got a 5% market share, and we would like to lift that market share.
Yeah. South Africa is currently not a happy place, especially when we look at the economy. Of course, banks are very sensitive towards local economic conditions. Are you seeing this? Because the 20% EPS growth seems to suggest that you are circumnavigating some of these problems.
Yeah, our view is definitely there's pressure on the consumer because they've got pressure from both sides. From an expense point of view, we all know fuel, inflation, et cetera, is going higher. And like I've mentioned, on the income side, they are working less overtime, getting lesser bonuses. However, we believe in Capitec, we must focus our energy on positive things. So and not a negative. So we're looking at opportunities. So we're analyzing our book and our product offer to say, where's these opportunities? How do you make it more simplistic for the client? How do you add value to the client? And I think that is what's coming through on our numbers.
Yeah. Just lastly, I see you have 10.5 million customers. That would make you, by customer numbers, the biggest retail bank in South Africa. I don't think that is popularly perceived to be as such. And we always refer to the Big Four and Capitec. But it shows you the traction your products have gained.
Yeah, we're happy with the 10.5. I don't know where it puts us with the other banks. We don't compare ourselves with other banks. We're focusing on the client needs. I think for us, the more important figure is the 4.9 million clients that actually bank with ourselves. That's clients that has got a constant inflow of money. So that is for us is the most important number. And we're very happy with that figure because that figure also increased with about 600,000-700,000. Over this period, because that's actually driving the whole transactional side is your banking clients.
Yeah, 20% headline earnings growth. Can you sustain this for the rest of the year?
Well, we believe we look at the future, and like I mentioned, we believe on the credit side we've got a 5% market share. We still can do a lot there. Then I'm looking at insurance. We've just launched funeral. That's going well. We've created a platform to be able, over time, to bring in other insurance products. And then we still believe there's opportunities in the whole business banking. That's why we put in a bid for Mercantile. And then there's green finance that we're starting to build overseas. So we still see a lot of opportunities in South Africa. I think that's the most important, especially on the retail side, and then later on the SME banking side.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Gerry. That was Gerry Fourie. He is the CEO of Capitec.